Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. As I said before, we are going to spend a lot of time in the presence of the Lord worshiping starting from now until we get in. As we approach the end of the year and then in next year, the Lord will have us as we all get into that place of worship. And that's why Satan's fighting it very hard, because he doesn't want you to learn how to worship, because he knows what happens when people do worship. The Spirit of God begins to manifest himself. And so that's why he tries to keep people out of that place of worship. And that's okay. If you don't know, I understand, you will know eventually. But you'll have to hang in there with us, because I'm not backing down. I'm going to stay with it. And I hope you'll learn and just learn how to flow with the Spirit. There is a flow of the Spirit. Just like water flows, there is a flow of the Holy Spirit. And you need to ride in that stream of the Holy Spirit with your spirit. And just cooperate with him, with your spirit, and you'll see him do wonderful things in our midst. He's trying to, but he has to have the right conditions. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, gives us part of those conditions. Well, we'll start with the 17th verse. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, what's the will of the Lord? Well, he tells you. He says, don't get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. The literal Greek means unsavedness. You're acting like people that don't have the nature of the Father. You notice that is in there. Don't get drunk with wine, for that is unsavedness. You're acting like unsaved people, people that don't know any better. You know, he's writing this to tongue talkers. Amen. But, on the contrary, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. He's saying, don't do it in the natural, do it in the Spirit. If you're going to get drunk or intoxicated, you can get drunk or intoxicated in the Holy Spirit. You say, is that possible? Yeah, just hang around here long enough, you'll see us. We'll get, services will get so wild sometimes that you'll think we are drunk. But we're not. We are, but like Paul means, we're not drunk on the old wine, we're drunk on the new wine. And you notice he does make that comparison. Do you notice you cannot separate that comparison? There is a drunkenness in the Spirit, but it's not physical. As I said before, Satan always tries to mimic and copy God, but see, he has no ability to do it in the Spirit, he has to do it in the flesh. So he tries to get people to get drunk in the flesh. And of course, there's some gaiety there that's involved in that, but and he doesn't tell you the side effects that result from that. Number one, you lose out with God. Number two, physically, it's not good for you and it'll kill you. And I've, you know, had classmates that are already in the grave because they never learned what we're talking about here today. Just drink themselves to death, either in a car accident or however they do it. But you know it's not of God, because he tells you there, don't get drunk with wine. That's like being unsaved. But be filled with the Spirit. Well, that's, then they say, don't be ignorant, but find out the will of the Lord. Yeah, well, we just read it to you. Be filled with the Spirit. Well, how can you be filled with the Spirit? Well, he tells you, verse 19, this is one way, it's not the only way, but this is part of it. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody with your heart to the Lord. Well, do you notice anytime somebody gets filled with the Spirit, the word speaking is involved. Acts 2:4 said, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. Here he says, speaking to yourselves or one another in psalms and hymns. See, psalms, the psalms that you read in the Old Testament were Israel's song and prayer book. They would sing from those. They would sing the Word of God, which it was. The psalms are all the Word of God, and they would sing the Word of God. And that's what we need to sing. We don't need to sing, you know, country western. We need to sing the Word in country western flavor. If you like country western melody and the way it sounds and all that, and the steel guitar and all that, well, then sing the word in that. Because it doesn't matter if you attach it to the right kind of music, as long as it's the word and it's got the proper beat and it's not an irreverent beat. It can be used to the Father and will be used to the Father. But you speak to one another, and then you know, as I said, I just quoted Acts 2:4, they were all filled with the Spirit. Now notice that, filled with the Spirit, and began to speak. Well, see, when the Spirit fills you, you just can't shut up. You just can't. Some people have the mistaken idea that if you got to be quiet and you got to just reverence God quietly. Well, that's true. There are times of that. Turn over to Acts 16. We're still talking about being filled with the Spirit now, because see, you'll have to be, or you're going to miss God in 2006, at least in our services. Because I know what he's got up his little sleeve. I'm kind of snickering with him here because I kind of know what he's got going. And so I'm just kind of snickering as I prepare you for what is going to do in some of our services, good things. But he's endeavoring to teach his people to flow with the Spirit. See, because you'll be in a service one day, and when you least expect it, God will give you an answer that you've been needing for a long time. Answers you need for your children. Answers you need for other people in your life. I remember I was in Tulsa and praying in a hotel room one afternoon, and the Lord said to me as I was just reading there, now I wasn't seeking anything, didn't I? See, now notice how the Lord works. I wasn't seeking anything. I haven't forgot about Acts 16 yet. But I was just sitting there praying across my bed, reading the scriptures, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said to me, and took me to a section of scripture, and he said, read these scriptures to your younger brother and he'll be saved. Well, I didn't know when, but I did know what. So I just waited for the right time, and then one day, I'm not going to go into all the details of it, but the Spirit of God fell upon me and told me, don't leave yet. And my brother had problems seeing, see, because my brother, younger brother, has always been a very nice guy, you know, he just wanted, just a nice person. And he's slow, you know, he's just slow at everything he does, and he's just a nice, easygoing, slow guy. I mean, he just irks you sometimes, he's so slow. But he's just a kind person, always has been a kind person, very considerate person. And see, he's had the mistaken notion that you would get to heaven just because of your good deeds or because you're a nice person. Well, how many know the Bible teaches us to be nice, but you don't get saved or go to heaven because you're nice? See, and he just had this block to where he thought, you know, if you just be a good enough person, you know, when it's all over, God will kind of judge you compared to everybody else. And how many know that is devilish? That is wrong. You don't get to heaven because of that at all. That's on works, your own human effort. And you can't get to heaven because you're good. Of course, you sure don't get to heaven because you're bad, but you don't earn heaven because you're a good person. Well, he didn't see that. The longest time I tried to talk to him, but then all of a sudden the Lord, at the right time now, told me when I was praying, and then told me when to do it. I didn't know when it would be, didn't say, but it was sometime after that. And the Spirit of God fell on me and told me to stay. And he didn't even tell me what for. Learn how the Lord leads you. See, he'll lead you by faith. You got to just obey what he says without knowing the whole picture. See, now when he spoke to me about what to preach to my brother and him be saved from hell, well, and I knew what to preach, but he didn't say when to do it. And some people have no sense of leading, no sense of understanding, and just run to somebody and start, and they're in no place to listen to you. See, but the Spirit of God knows when you should tell them, when to talk to them. And I had tried many times before, but see, now I had something that I didn't have before. I had an answer from the Lord, straight from heaven. Well, how'd I get it? Being filled with the Spirit and praying. That's how I got it. And so I delivered it at the right time. We were all at Mom's house one day, and then just sitting around, and I put my coat on. And as soon as I put my coat on, the Holy Spirit dropped over me like a cloud. And I knew it was him. It was a dense cloud of the Spirit. And I just said under my breath, like I'm just, you know, acting like everything's fine, but on the inside I'm talking to the Lord. And I just said, Lord, what is it? What is it? And he just said to me, and listen how he said. He just said, if you leave now, you will badly miss me. Now, he didn't say, your brother's going to get saved in 2 minutes. I didn't know that. See, you don't want to walk by faith. You won't make it with God. You just do what he says, and then just stay steady. Well, I didn't know what he meant, but he just said, if you leave now, you'll miss me badly. Well, how many know I didn't want to miss him badly, so I just sat there with my coat on for several minutes. Don't know how it happened. All of a sudden, the next thing I knew, I'm sitting on the couch, opening to the very scriptures he gave me and read it to my brother, and I could see that for the first time, it was sinking in. You know, you could talk to somebody, and you know if you've ever tried to talk to somebody, it's no more going, you might as well be talking to that wall. It doesn't make a bit of difference. They're not hearing you with their heart. But see, he was hearing and seeing now things he didn't hear or see before. He was in that place, and the Lord knows. And so I just obeyed him, and sure enough, he saw it. Well, over in Acts 16, you remember where we left off in just a second. You remember my point in all that? Or did you get lost in the details? You don't remember? How many remember my point? I said, if you worship the Lord and get filled with the Spirit, he'll give you answers. Remember that? Now, Acts 16, bless your heart. Acts 16, verse 22, Paul and Silas are in prison because Paul cast the devil out of a girl. She was a fortune teller. See, the gifts of the Spirit are real. The Holy Spirit is real. The Spirit of God does lead us. But the devil also, as I said a few minutes ago, has a counterfeit for everything God does. So he does know some things. He doesn't know all things like God, but he does know some things through observance and through other things. And of course, if the devil can talk you into anything, well, then of course he knows what your future is because he just talked you into it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are some things he knows. Well, this girl's a fortune teller. One way you know the difference, somebody said, well, how do you know? Well, if you can just call somebody up at any time and say, give me a word, a supernatural word, and they can just give it to you, then you know one thing, that's not of God. Because the Bible clearly says that these things operate as the Spirit wills. I've given a word to people in this room, Pastor Robin as well, and it's been accurate and right from heaven. But I can't just do that anytime I want to. Don't call me up and say, Pastor Mark, you got a word for me? Because I probably don't. Just to trust his cleansing blood. Just and simple faith. I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is Following and Flowing with the Holy Spirit. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or markslay.org. That's markslay.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life. To trust.